Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time.
The mail's here. Mail time. Come on.
What do you say we go out on a date?
Yeah, so I was thinking maybe we could Netflix and grill.
I think it's Netflix and chill.
Oh, good, because I don't have a grill.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She makes girl day plans, but sadly she made them with someone else. It's not her fault, though. I have misunderstood pretty much everyone under the sun lately.
Oh, how the times have changed. She's no longer the biggest egg eater of the office. I guess it's time to rehatch the eggs for dinner every day theme. Sorry about that, Morgan. She's also the idea machine, the photog extraordinaire, my office love. And sometimes she's my movie date. Her name is...
Amy Nichols.
Okay, so...
You have to sit in the middle.
Sorry about today. But there was a huge misunderstanding because... I messed up. We made plans for girl day. We have a screening of A Star Is Born today with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
So excited about this movie.
So I thought it was just the girls in the office, but it looks like pretty much everybody RSVP'd to go for the most part. There's a couple people who aren't, but even some of the dudes in the office are like, heck yeah, I'm going. So it's girl day.
And we talked about it being girl day. And whenever I made, you know... a response to the email, are you interested? I didn't ask for a plus one because I thought we were all going stag, but we get a confirmation back and everyone had a plus one or plus two except for me. And my name wasn't even spelled right. Did you see that?
No.
It was any Nichols. I don't have to be the Nichols that goes. It could be any of us.
I did notice that my name was spelled correctly. My stage name / maiden name was spelled correctly, yet on the Kid Nation TV credits, they want to go like full legal name on it, which I have never gone by professionally. I did notice that. So I was looking at myself and not at you. But we made dates to go on this girl day. I'd asked Jeremy just to make sure he didn't want to go. And I prefaced it with, I think it's just the chicks going. You probably don't want to go. Let me know. Well, he never responded. And the day before, I had jury duty, so I'm in downtown Fort Worth. I have a girlfriend who works in downtown Fort Worth. I almost did what I never do.
What's that?
Have lunch by myself. I can't stand that. And of course, I'm downtown for jury duty. It's taking my whole life. It was all day. It was such a freaking drag. But then we have an hour and a half lunch break. What the crap am I supposed to do for an hour and a half?
You have to kill time.
So I was going to go have lunch by myself. I even went and I sat at the bar by myself and I ordered. And I did not order a drink. I thought about it for a minute. But I did not order a drink. Well, then while I was down there, I was like, screw it. Let me just see if my girlfriend can join me. Texted her. She's like, heck yeah, I'm on my way. By the time she came, I already had my food because it's lunchtime. So they hurry up and deliver. Well, anyway, she just happened to mention for some reason that she was excited about that movie. And then we got the email about... do you want to go to a movie screening? So I went ahead and responded with plus one because I hadn't spoken to Jeremy. And he never did respond, so I invited her because she's a girl.
And that's totally fine. And I think most of the girls that are coming to see this pre-screening are bringing girlfriends if they are bringing anyone. So I think that's great. I just thought that girl day meant all day, not the movie. So I'm having someone pick up my kid. I'm going to spend my whole day in Dallas. Shopping, whatever. I'm just gonna find stuff to do.
I didn't even think of that because Amy, I have Christmas money that I need to go spend.
Just give it to me. You don't have it on you, and you wouldn't give it to me anyways.
Yeah. So, at what point did you realize that we're not spending all day together?
Today.
Mm-hmm.
When you. Oh, yeah, today. I mean,
today is whenever
you
did.
Said you were going to go back and pick Shada up. I was like, oh.
I thought maybe the first time you looked at me today because I'm wearing absolutely no makeup.
I brought several things to change into for our girl day. I have a dress. I have pants. I thought maybe we'd go shopping and I'd find a new blouse to wear tonight.
I had no idea.
It's fine. It's totally me. It was me misunderstanding what girl day meant.
Now I'm jealous. Now I want to spend this fantastic day with you and just tell my friend to meet me. But since I had invited my friend, and her and I normally don't hang out, I'm good friends with her older sister. But I love this chick. I've always loved her. I just don't hang out with her. I see her whenever her sister's in town. But we had a great lunch. I invited her to the movie. So since we live in Fort Worth, me and Shada, obviously I'm going to pick her up and bring her. And so I even thought it was at a different movie theater. So I'm like, okay, we can have tacos and margaritas here and then go to the movies. Well, it's at a completely different theater.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more difficult to get to.
Then Shada tells me, she said, I can get off work. No big deal. I told her I can pick you up 5 or 5:30. Five, don't worry about it. I'll get off work. It's not a big deal. I'm going to go pick her up. Then she texts me today. I have a meeting, so it's going to be more like 5:15, 5:30. So I'm like, ooh, we might not even have time for dinner now.
It's okay. You know how you don't like to eat by yourself for lunch? I'm eating by myself for dinner.
Hey, I'll grab some dinner with you beforehand. Do you want to have an early o'clock dinner? We can go eat now after the podcast because I'm not going to have time to eat because I have to drive to Fort Worth, go change, hopefully slap just a little bit of makeup on. I wasn't even dressed for the day. I was all right, but I was just wearing some t-shirt, no makeup.
Yeah.
And she's cute and she's young, so I don't want to be around her like that.
That's true. I'm glad I brought my makeup back.
She even, whenever we had lunch together, she just moved back from San Francisco and started this new job. She's doing very, very well. She's only been out of college for a year, maybe 2 years. But I was asking her about friends that she's made because everybody scatters after college. Mm-hmm. And she still has some friends, but still not the same core. So I was asking her about friends and she's like, yeah, I met this really cool chick at my job. You will love her. She's your age. And I'm like, thank you for that.
Oh,
but no. I know she didn't mean it in a bad way.
Yeah,
Robert was asking me today. He's like, how old is she? I don't know how old either one of them are. I just know that they are a lot younger than I am.
Early 20s?
Yeah. 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 But yeah, she wanted to make sure and let me know. She hangs out with people my age. I think that's like her trying to level with her sister because I've been best friends with her sister since her sister was like 20.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're young.
She'll never
whatever.
Measure up.
But I'm sorry about that. I'm also sorry about all the miscommunication that you and I have had just in general because we'll send each other texts. And then there were a couple texts where
it's like, Siri. It is Siri making me look stupid. I hate her. Yeah, I don't make any sense because it doesn't make sense.
I just respond with, one time I didn't even respond because you sent me some texts. You and I are talking back and forth. I was about to be more specific, but I'm just going to leave it at that. We were talking back and forth and then you responded with something and I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
And at one point you did say that. I don't even know what you're trying to say right now. But I love you. Okay, bye. I can't talk to you anymore. So, I can't put up with this.
There has been a lot of miscommunication between you and I.
And one of the miscommunications is, here's my apology. My fundraiser faux pas. I'm so, so sorry. My daughter Morgan had this telethon fundraiser and she had to have all these contacts. They wanted each student to have 20 contacts down. And I don't know. I mean, sure, there's family, but you don't harass your closest friends and family. And she's going to call these people anyway, so I knew she'd chicken out. What 14-year-old girl wants to call people and ask for money? So I knew she was just going to call, like, grandma, grandpa, me and dad. Not knowing, I put your contact information in, and so she didn't obviously call you, but they sent out all these emails asking for money for the people she didn't call, and I had no idea that that's what's going to happen. Many, many emails I was not expecting to go out went out.
Not just an email, a text. I got an automated text. Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed. So I tried to pay you back. Thank you so much for donating. And you wouldn't take my money. So actually, I was going to buy you a drink tonight. But since we're not going out, I'll just keep that money.
Well, I thought it was unusual just because I wasn't given a heads up about this. But at the same time, you are not that parent. You have never asked for anything.
No.
So I got a random text and a random email for Morgan Nichols. And so I didn't even know what it was about. I just blindly donated.
Okay, so this is really not fair with parents who have multiple children, because you have to ask these people multiple times for each kid who has, you know, a fundraiser for a band or for Boy Scouts or whatever. And so Maddox is having the exact same kind of telethon fundraiser this week. And I told him, I was like, I'm sorry, I can't. I cannot ask anyone. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I feel so bad. You know, they guilt these kids. They're like, we'll throw you a party if you put in 20 contacts, you know, with pizza and ice cream bar and all this stuff. Like, I can't. I cannot give you 20. And then I started thinking about it. I decided to Google a bunch of Nichols in the area, and I put in false people. I mean, they're real people with real names that have the last name Nichols, thinking that maybe if they just saw my son's name that they would think, oh, maybe that's like a distant cousin or someone I know's kid. And I cheated. I cheated the system. I'm okay. Sorry.
Well, I have a cheat that you possibly could do, but I've been busted on before.
What?
You know how you see those Facebook messages and you assume it's full of crap, but it'll be like, hey, this airline is giving away free tickets. Share this, tag 5 people.
Yes.
Something like that.
I've seen that on Instagram or whatever.
So I never, ever, ever do that. And one day I'm like, screw it. I know friends, not on this particular scam, but friends who like enter into contests and win random stuff. So sometimes if it's just an entry, I'll throw it out there. Now, I've never, ever won anything. But I mean, still, I know how that kind of stuff works because we do contests here. Mm-hmm. So I mean, yeah, you do blindly pick somebody to enter into a contest and they win. So why not me? It's never been me, but why not me? So I saw this on Facebook and I think I had to send it to people via instant messenger. So I sent it to a couple of people, but I didn't want to scam people because I was pretty sure this wasn't legit. I just wanted to see if it would happen. So I sent it to like maybe 2 people. And then the other 3 were dead Facebook contacts that I have. Well, one of them like woke up the dead kind of, and we started getting spam messages a good friend of mine who had recently passed away. Well, 2 of my girlfriends got pissed off and they had no idea. And 2 of my girlfriends got mad and they were like, oh my God, somebody hacked Jerry's account, this and this. And I had to tell them, I was like, hey, no. I'm sorry. I sent it because I wanted to claim some free airline tickets. So that's how I tried to get away with it. Well, sure, I'll send it to people, but they did. They ain't never going to get the message. I thought that was genius until it hacked their system.
Well, I mean, I think I did pretty good. They are real people and they have real contact information. And you can't do like multiples. I've tried to put my email in several times, you know, like just keep sending it to myself. They wouldn't let me do that. They wouldn't let me put in fake emails or fake phone numbers. It's like they recognize stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just Googled people.
So do the kids get penalized if they don't raise money?
No, but they make them like, you can't come to the party, which stinks. Or like Morgan was supposed to raise $500 and whatever, she didn't make it, but whatever, I don't care. We do so stinking much. There are fees. Come up with the fees in the beginning. Don't make up new fees halfway through the school year.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it.
And you can just have a pizza party at home. You don't have to do that
but
at school.
But it's not with his friends.
That's true.
So he's going. My boy is going to that pizza party.
I used to go door to door and sell stuff like in elementary school, which is crazy now that I think about it because we pretty much lived in the, can I say ghetto or is that wrong?
I think you can say ghetto.
Okay. If ghetto was not politically correct, then we lived in the low income housing areas. But I would go door to door and I don't think my parents really went with me. But if somebody shut the door in my face, I would cry.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, and I was kind of ugly, too.
No way.
Yeah. Well, I had really messed up teeth, and I don't know that my parents bathed me regularly. I probably looked like I needed a bath.
Guilty. we need to set up a calendar or something for our kids. Morgan's pretty good at it, but that boy, he does not care.
Is he at the age where he's stinky,
yes,
where he has to?
Yes. And I'll tell him. Even like he'll come straight out of the shower. He's like the dog. He gets straight out of the shower and his hair still stinks. I don't think he's doing it right, but it's not my job. I do not need to be seeing him naked. So
yeah,
he can figure it out. Whenever girls start turning him down for dates because he stinks, then he'll make more of an effort.
Moving on. So I've had some fun stuff, I guess. I don't know. My life's been very mundane lately, I feel like. I'm trying to get off television, which is really stupid for what we were about to talk about.
Like it's an addiction.
Well, I feel like I spend too much time doing television. Like, why am I not doing other things? But a couple of brags. Jeremy bought me some Scaroween goodies, which I had posted about.
Yes.
So it's this little haunted microphone. And whenever you walk past it, it starts telling you ghost stories. And he bought a couple of skulls. So I need to get those decorations up. I haven't gone fall in my house yet. I'm waiting to do that. We did go shopping for some Halloween costume ideas because we're going to this Halloween festival this year.
That'll be so fun.
It's Jeremy's best friend's 40th birthday. And we're going to go out there and have some fun. But the thing that sucks is that we need multiple outfits. And they even have a theme. It's called Games We Play. So we were thinking about making like Cards Against Humanity. And our friend's name's Tom. So I don't know if we would do Tom or do his nickname Skipper. But put something really inappropriate. Tom, you know, blank, 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 blank. And then have a couple inappropriate cards there too.
I love that.
But then I don't know what else. So I'm thinking maybe just doing a couple give ups because I also have to pack. We're going to be flying. We're going way too far. So I had looked at like a Super Mario outfit. Oh my God, that thing did not even cover my butt, Amy. It was so bad.
Like a little skirt?
It was a onesie. It was all one, a dress, uh-huh. I guess. But it should have been a size I could fit in. But I mean,
was it cheap? Because
yeah.
Because those cheap costumes.
Well, and they're super small anyway. So it should have fit me.
Because everything is supposed to be sexy for Halloween. I don't understand why.
Ooh,
I prefer the funny more than the sexy.
Exactly. This had absolutely no coverage. Like, I didn't know because I grabbed it out of the bag. If I would have seen it hanging up, I would have just skipped over it.
You could have done tights with it. Who cares if your butt's hanging out of your tights?
Girl, that was more like a in-between shirt. Like, a shirt that's too long, but a dress that is definitely too short. So, of course, I love unicorns and mermaids. So I was looking at like maybe some cute tutus that I could just pair with something.
Or even some of your, I can't really remember what you took to Disney, but there might be some.
I have an Ariel outfit, which would be total grandma because that skirt comes down to my knees. Like it's exactly the opposite of sexy, but it's functional and it's going to be hot. So, I mean, we can't do the furry stuff like I love.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So if anybody has any great costume ideas that I can do that would be funny or easy to carry, easy to transport, or something you want to give me. Oh, and scary clown. I looked at like all the scary clown stuff. But just let me know on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips and Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. What have you been up to, Amy?
Well, you're bragging about Jeremy, and I really wanted you to be quiet.
Stop talking.
I love my husband. I do. But there's something wrong with me. I swear it's not him. I mean, some things he could do differently. But I don't like anyone right now. I love you. I don't like anyone. I just like my baby sister came by this weekend to pick up something that she bought at a garage sale or whatever. And she gave me a 20-minute notice before she was coming over. We were napping on the couch. So she shows up, and Josh will not get up off the couch. I have to literally sit on him for him to move to make room for her and her boyfriend to sit down on the couch. And then he just continues to snooze. Doesn't even sit up or greets them or anything. I just think that is so incredibly rude. I don't care if she's family. Say hello and sit up.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several instances like that. I don't know why. Maybe we're just not on the same page. Or maybe he just doesn't care about people anymore. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe I don't care that he doesn't care. But I'm so glad that Jeremy is like the best thing on the planet. Yay you.
He did come home after being out of town. And I don't know why. I was just in a bad mood. Well, it's because I wanted to go salsa dancing. He couldn't go for a good reason, for a work reason. And I completely understand that. And I didn't even tell him like it was a friend thing. I was wanting to go with a friend, meet a friend out there. And he came home and he was like, babe, I'm really sorry. I can't go, but I'm still a butthead and I was lonely while you were gone. So I don't care. So I'm like sulking about it. And I don't know. I was just in this funk. And then the next day he was like, great. I left you and you loved me and now I come back and you hate me. And I was like, God, he's right. I need to pull it together. Because sometimes I just forget to be nice, you know?
Yeah, I really do think, I'm so glad we did a yoga just to, before we started recording. And I feel more peaceful about things now. But I was really not liking much of anything before that.
So I pulled you into a good mood.
You did.
With that
you
yoga.
Did. Yeah.
If anybody wants to do any kind of at-home yoga, Pilates, this chick that I follow on yoga on YouTube is great. She's Boho Beautiful. And I don't
cutest she, little button ever.
Yeah, she is a former Olympian. Now she does this. And she's just cool. She's quiet. She's very even toned. And she's not about that
new
crap.
Age garbage.
Yeah. I don't want to hear like third eye, your feet are planted in the ground. I need to be better about breathing. My breathing is crap. And your lung is a muscle that you have to work out too. So I need to work on like deep breathing and stuff. But I forget to relax and breathe. Mm-hmm. I love her. I love her stretching. So if anybody is interested in that, you should check her out. Boho Yoga. She's the only yoga that I really
Boho
enjoy doing.
Beautiful.
Boho. Yeah. Boho Beautiful. I say that weird. Like I'm not saying butthole. Boho.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Yeah, it was. I'm going to try it, but I can't because I can't stop laughing. Boho Beautiful.
Sounds like a country person saying that. Okay. We did want to talk about some things that we've come across lately. But first, we have some fan mail.
Yay!
From people. And before I start this one, I do want to say, Amanda Lopez, if you are listening, please turn off. And if any kids are listening, please turn off. This is not adult content, but this is not necessarily for children either. So
here's your warning.
Yeah. Turn it off. Don't listen. If you keep listening and I ruin your childhood, it's your own fault because you have had plenty of warning to turn it off right now. This is an old message from our friend Caitlin, and she messaged me or messaged us. I didn't see it for some reason. Saw it many months later, messaged her, profusely apologized, showed it to you. Then we both forgot about it again. I've talked to Caitlin since then and completely forgot to even address this.
Oh.
So this is from our friend Caitlin. And she said, Amy, I noticed in one of your podcasts, you never did Santa with your kids. And my husband and I are planning to do the same for our son, who's 6 months old. He's probably, I don't know, 16 now. It's been so long since we've replied. It's for religious reasons we are opting out. My question to you is, did your kids ever miss out or get angry about it? Our whole family is so mad at us about it. I've never heard of anyone not doing it before. You said you didn't. So I was just curious as to how other people reacted to it. Or how your kids reacted to it.
Well, my kids were never angry, but they did lament, I think is the right word, where they're like, well, I wish I had had that. And I'm sorry. I mean, I guess they can parent differently. You know, they can do it their way when they have kids. But I just thought it was important to be honest because I've just witnessed so many kids crushed by the truth whenever they did find out. And I didn't want my kids feeling that either. So it was just the choice I made. And we had a lot of family members who opted out of Santa, not just for religious reasons, but for whatever reason. So it's a mix of us. Some do Santa, some don't. So we just don't talk about it when we're together. And around Christmas time, we just play nice and try to stay neutral because families believe different things.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked out, and I guess I'm kind of sad that I missed it, because that's how I grew up. I didn't do Santa for religious reasons, and I guess I kind of feel like that imagination thing was stolen from me, but I didn't have much of an imagination anyways as a child. So I don't know. I didn't really worry about it too much.
And you don't think that it affected your kids? Your kids were never upset about
it? No, and whenever they got older, they knew not to mention it around the smaller kids, too. I would remind them every time around the holidays, you know, we're not going to talk about Santa not being real around the smaller kids. Let's just keep that off the table. We just don't talk it around other people.
What about whenever they were younger? Did they try to be the tattletale and tell other kids?
No, we just reminded them as much as we could. And I'm sure they probably did the sneaky talk behind my back. That's what kids do. And we substituted with other things. We do the three presents for the kids for Christmas, and in remembrance of the three gifts that Jesus got from the three kings. And that's about it. I just didn't want to spoil the kids with, I mean, they get so many things from their grandparents and gift exchange at school or cousins or whatever. And I just thought it was best not to spoil them.
And what was your explanation to them about Santa?
I told them that Santa was a real man. I think he was from Europe. I probably should have brushed up on this. I think he was a European man, maybe even German. He made real toys for kids in his town, and but he's dead now. I've said it nicer, but
you said it was the spirit of Santa that
people
celebrate.
Yeah, that's what people celebrate. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's the truth.
I found out in a weird way because I was brought up on Santa, and then I was staying up late and I was watching the news, and just like with my warning, the news gave a warning. Mm-hmm. Kids, turn off your TV. You need to go to bed. This is for adults only. So I'm like, ooh, they about to discuss some stuff I don't need to know about. I'm staying up. I thought I was going to see some things on that news. No, they were interviewing kids to see how they felt now that they knew that Santa wasn't real.
Aww.
And then like immediately after that, I found my parents... I guess they were lazy. I don't know. My dad kept my letters to Santa and to the Tooth Fairy and everything in his music room, like where he kept all the records,
just
which I used
around.
To play. So I found them in the records that we would go through all the time. And that's where I found them.
I guess I'm not very consistent with things because we do pretend with the kids. Like even with the Tooth Fairy, we pretend that someone comes in and puts a dollar under their pillow or whatever. But they know the Tooth Fairy's not real. It's just an excuse to get a dollar.
Did you do Easter Bunny?
Yeah, we did. We hid eggs, but nobody dressed up as the Easter Bunny.
I have an Easter Bunny costume if you would ever like to borrow it. That is available for you.
Thank you very much. I'll let other members of the family who may do that, I'll let them know.
More fan mail to Amy. Fan mail. Fan mail to Amy. This is from Sean Finelli. And he said, I'm a new listener to your podcast. I enjoy it so much. Thank you for that. I heard one of you ladies say on your father's side is Mormon. Is your father Mormon?
He was raised Mormon. He is no longer practicing that, but his side of the family is, and not all of them, but a majority of them still do.
Okay. He just said, I was wondering which one of you said it. I'm so glad you enjoyed hiking in Utah.
Oh, it was so beautiful.
It's so beautiful and so much to do there. So Sean, it was Amy whose father's side is Mormon.
Yes. And they, some live in California, some live in Utah. And, I'm not in a lot of contact with them, but I follow them on Facebook.
That just blew my mind. And then I realized it's Amish that I'm thinking of. I was like, oh my gosh, they use the internet. I think that's like illegal. one more. And this is just from our friend, Stephen Mullen. Thank you for this, Stephen. Stephen messaged us and said, Lacey, it's 11 a.m. and the K-pod isn't up yet. Did you forget again? Which immediately made me like that day. I bailed out of here so early. And anytime I get out of here early, I'm always checking my email to make sure somebody's not emailing me. Hey, did you forget to send me this? Did this not happen?
I do the same thing. I feel like a doctor, like I'm on call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I see that message from Steven and I'm like, oh crap. And I immediately Googled and I saw that it was posted, but just because it's posted doesn't mean that you didn't have my back and finish it for me, because I have done that where I halfway do it, but then I forget to like officially post it. So I was texting you and making sure that it was done. But
good tease.
Yeah.
I like it.
Steven Mullen got me on that one.
Good job.
All right, now we're going to take a break from our regularly scheduled lives to talk about all this TV and movies that we've been watching. I have been watching so much TV that it's kind of shameful. Even whenever I went to go visit my girlfriend Kajal in El Paso, we would put something on in the background to watch, and I was picking everything, and I had already seen it all. And they were like, I'm sorry that you watched everything. Well, I'm sorry that's my life. And, you know, we just want something playing in the background.
Lacey, is there anything you haven't seen on television?
On television, yes. On Netflix, maybe. I'm going through Netflix. There's a lot I haven't seen, obviously. But we've watched a lot of stuff. Not together, but a lot of stuff that we can review. I watched, I watched my Heaven's first adult movie with her. This was a couple of weeks ago.
Was it the Jennifer Garner movie I suggested?
Yes. That was the second one.
Yes.
13 going on 30, which was a lot better than what I picked, because what I picked for us to watch, and I built it up for her. We stopped at the popcorn stop, got couple delicious flavors of popcorn, came back, and I said, okay, we are watching your first adult movie, something I already saw. I know that it's appropriate for you. It might have some bad language, but just ignore that. And if you have any questions, let me know. So I put it on to All the Boys I've Ever Loved. Mm. And while I'm watching the movie, stuff kept popping up in my head. Oh, she's about to talk to her dad about the gyno. And I almost had that talk with her, but then I realized she does not have to worry about that for years.
How old is she again?
9.
Yeah.
So, because I was going to say she's talking about Lady Doctor, but then what she's saying in this moment is pretty crude. She's talking about, you know, what would make you as a guy want to grow up and be a gynecologist, but she's just throwing the B word around all the time. So,
did you get to that point in the movie with her?
No. Okay. I remembered and fast forward through it. Okay. But then as I'm watching, because I watched it and I thought it was really innocent. What I liked about this movie was the fact that it was a teen movie that I felt like was respectable for teens.
Agreed.
I turned around and I watched another teen movie and they're all doing drugs and drinking and fornicating. And it's like, okay, well, that might be reality, but I wouldn't want my teenager to watch that.
Yeah.
I want something that's more wholesome, which is what to All the Boys I've Ever Loved is, but it's not wholesome enough for a 9-year-old. The moment that I realized that I screwed up was whenever she was like, oh, I bet they're going to get married in the end. And I'm like, dang girl, it's not that kind of movie. But I did fast forward through all the inappropriate parts, which took up a lot of it. Even though they were only making out, I still didn't want her to see it. And then I thought, like,
there was a discussion afterwards that was more adult conversation than
anything. And I even thought that could be beneficial, because it shows that what you post on social media can come back to haunt you.
Absolutely.
But I still realized it was inappropriate. So I ended up fast forwarding through a lot of that.
Did you get to the end, though? You
didn't
stop it? Oh, good.
I did. And she said that she liked the movie. I apologized later because I was like, I'm sorry. I forgot how much adult stuff was in there. She still liked it. I was thinking, you know, it's cute, the fact that somebody takes all your love letters and mails them out. I thought that was cute and innocent.
Yeah.
But I love that movie. Did you like it?
I love it. And I still haven't seen it with Morgan, but I thought it was just a sweet movie. And yeah, your average teen movie is, there's a bunch of sluts running around doing things that they shouldn't. And this was just a wholesome girl who loved her family. And I was like, why wouldn't you want your kid to see that? So it was a good example, I think.
And then we watched what you recommended, 13 going on 30.
Love Jennifer Garner. She's the only celebrity I follow on social media. I just adore her.
I love that movie. Heaven thought that movie was hysterical. I've never seen it before. So it was a great treat for both of us.
I took a BuzzFeed quiz recently. It was, what Jennifer Garner character are you? And it was just like Elektra or Sydney Bristow, which she is from the movie Alias, which is my favorite show of all time. And I got Rinks. That was her name, right?
Jenna?
Jenna. Jenna Rinks?
Yeah.
That's the character that I got from the quiz, the BuzzFeed quiz.
And since I've seen that movie, I saw like her best friend. I can't think of her name, but the blonde in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I can't either.
I see her face. I can't think of her name. It's going to come to me. But anyway, she just recently gave a speech about her and started crying. And I've seen like several flashes from the movie since then. And I'm like, look at me. I'm being current, even though that movie's like 15 years old, probably.
Well, I have some news. I haven't seen this because it hasn't come out yet, but I just got this from Anna from Channel Surfing. She told me that there is a new show coming to Netflix, and it is a new rendition of Avatar The Last Airbender. I am so excited. I mean, this is like breaking news. I just heard it like an hour ago. So very exciting. other than that, I finished Atypical, which I think I liked the season one more. And we've had discussions in the girl room about how it might not be true to a real family with someone who has autism. So maybe that dampened the way I watched the second season. But it was still, it wasn't a waste of my time. I still enjoyed it. It's entertaining. That's what the purpose of it is. So
it definitely was not a waste of my time. However, I did waste my whole day watching. I watched that whole season in one day, and I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it was good. I still think I like season one more. But
and I was afraid I wouldn't like it because I have two kids. I have two friends with autistic kids. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to be bummed out or see something that would scare me because I hate to make it all about me, but it broke my heart whenever my best friend found out that her son was autistic and she thought that she knew there was something wrong with him or different. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he was little. So that's why I'm saying wrong, because he wasn't speaking and, you know, he wasn't hitting all the milestones he was supposed to. And she told me she thought there was something wrong. And I was like, no, I think he's just a little behind. It's fine. And whenever she called me up and told me, it broke my heart and I got so sad. And I thought for a half a minute, I said, this is the worst thing. I didn't say this to her, but I thought this is the worst thing that could happen. How could a mother deal with this? And then I realized, wow, drama queen. Like, there's so much worse things that can happen.
Yeah.
And now he's five and he's great. And you would not know a difference.
He's adapted well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he's wonderful.
Spectrum, of course, that we don't see it all. And I mean, there were really good laugh out loud moments in the show. So it's not just a big downer. It's really enjoyable.
But I felt like I could see how it could be authentic, though. But then the person who said that it wasn't authentic has an autistic brother.
Yeah.
So I don't know what level he's on. But anyway, as far as the show, I absolutely enjoyed that. We both have watched Ozark,
I haven't
right?
finished it. I'm halfway through. And have we talked about this before? I don't know. But do you recognize in the beginning, in the intro, that there's a grid in the O of Ozark, and there's a grid and it tells you in each square of the grid. Sorry, I keep saying grid. Anyways, it kind of gives you a hint of these little icons of what's going to happen in the episode. And I just think it's so cool because me and Josh kind of guess on what's going to happen, and it's fun.
I noticed like halfway through first season, or I didn't notice, Jeremy did. I noticed nothing, but fantastic. And I actually rewatched season one before I went to season two. And
oh,
absolutely loved it. Jason Bateman is the biggest D-head in this show.
Yes.
And I love him. And I've heard he's like that in person,
that's
but I don't even care.
That's why it's so easy for him to act like it. But yeah, he did such a great job. He was nominated for Emmy, but sadly he lost it last night. Sadly he lost it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he does great. His wife. I mean, it's just such a complex family with relationships that you're like, oh my gosh, this is so messed up. Thank God I'm not like them.
It's a hardcore family sticking together through thick and thin.
Yeah.
But such a fantastic show, though. I can see the dumbification of myself, though, because Jeremy and I watched most of the second season and then he went out of town. And he came back and we had 2 episodes left. And by the time he came back, and it's Netflix, so they don't recap. By the time he came back, I'm like, what happened again? What? And it was like a major storyline. Oh. Like, what happened to this part? And he had to remind me. And I'm like, gosh, I'm so dumb. But I've also watched like a season of Atypical. And no telling what else since last time I saw you. So if it's not in my face constantly, I forget.
Well, it's a complex story. Just a short summary. It's about a guy who, I think he's an accountant, that just mm-hmm. launders money for the cartel, and his family gets involved. Whoops.
Well, I mean, that happens right off the bat. But yeah, fantastic show. One of the better shows I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
For sure. You don't watch this, but baby, I'm all about it. I'm going to rewatch the first episode too before it comes back on. But American Horror Story is back. And this one is American Horror Story Apocalypse. And everybody has said their favorite 2 seasons, without a doubt, is the very first season, Murder House, and then the 3rd season, Coven. A lot of people say Coven's the best. I disagree. I think Murder House is the best. Both of them just fantastic. And I have watched each and every season all the way through, even though they've been crap. Circus? Why would I not like Circus? Oh, that's right. It's because it's stupid. It was so bad. But very first episode of American Horror Story, I'm freaking in. I love the concept. I had already rewatched, of course, both of those seasons. So it's all fresh in my head. And they have subtle callbacks to the original seasons. And it is only 1 episode in, but I'm super stoked about it. And it does suck that it comes on late because it comes on 9 p.m. here.
Ouch, yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and record the rest of the season and I'll probably watch it the next day. I'm usually not in bed at 9 anyway, but I don't want to go from watching something great to trying to go to bed at 10 because I'm a horrible sleeper.
Also, it's tough though because people in the office love to talk about it the next day and you don't want anything spoiled.
Yeah. So I did have to go ahead and watch the very first episode because I could not come in here on Thursday and have everybody telling me what I missed and how great it was. I thought about live tweeting Anna on delay because I can't watch anything live because I'm not going to sit through commercials. So I thought about live tweeting her with hashtag AHS on delay.
Oh my goodness.
But then I didn't. Instead, I was just texting her. But I knew she'd be up watching it, so I wanted to give her my thoughts, but then not quite explain myself. Like, oh, dang, I can't believe that just happened. No explanation. That's my tweet. But I didn't do it. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Though.
Totally agree. Well, we mentioned before that we're going to see the pre-screening for A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper. I obviously can't get a review because I haven't seen it yet, but it's his directorial debut. I think I said that wrong.
Boho yoga.
Directorial debut. And I just have to say, I'm a little upset. There has been discussion in the office about how Bradley Cooper is supposed to come in and he's supposed to promote his show here in studio with the Kidcratic Morning Show. I'm not allowed to talk to him. I'm not allowed to say anything. I don't want to waste his time. But I have so many things I want to tell him. I have loved this man. I have loved him for 17 years. Him, as in his character, Will, from the Alias show. I'm a sicko. I know I can't like give a 5-minute spiel on how much I adore him and I'm so proud of him and all this stuff. I think I'm going to write him a note and slip it to him.
I like that.
Is that creepy?
No. I told you. Okay, because the deal is he's coming in studio. And then normally with somebody, a star as big as him, he is probably going to have a lot of TV interviews scheduled. So a lot of times they'll come in here, do 10 minutes and then leave. And none of us get to take a picture, get to talk to him. And then I don't like just taking a picture. Like, you're not some freak show that I want to walk up and take a picture with. I say, hey, big fan, bare minimum.
Well, yeah, I don't want to just say I'm a fan, which I will, because I'm not going to waste other people's time. Even if he does, which I think he will, because this is his baby. So I think he has a stake. He wants people to post pictures. He wants people talking about the movie. So I think I'm talking myself into this. He's definitely going to hear. He's going to be here and he's going to talk to me.
But we have had one person in the office who thinks that I have to tell everybody they have to do this, and don't talk. Don't, if we get to take pictures, I mean, which we're probably not going to get to anyway.
No, we will.
Okay, we are going to get to take pictures, but I don't need anybody stomping on your dream. So I said,
he calls himself the dream crusher. So I see where he's coming from. I do.
I get it too. But I don't care. I said, I will give up my spot if that means you can give that man two lines. And also, I urge you to record. We can play it back on the podcast.
I will sound so stupid. I won't say anything. I want to. I really think the note is the key, which is super creepy. It's like sleeping. It's like slipping a key, like a hotel key, into his hand. I don't like it. It sounds too, it's like too personal, I think. But my mom suggested it, so it can't be too risque, right? It's just a letter.
Sure. I mean, in this day and age, I don't know if you go accepting paper from people you don't know. Don't forget, Bradley Cooper and I also have this little connection going on.
What?
I went to go interview him on the red carpet one time.
Oh, yeah.
On my birthday.
Yes.
And that was the only material that I brought. Like, I had stuff to talk to him about, but he didn't stop. And I'm a January birthday. He's a January birthday. And it was just his birthday. So the whole time, like, he only probably talked to the first three people. I was maybe number five. So he stopped right before me and kept walking. And so the whole time I just yelled at him, Brad! Bradley Cooper! Hey, Bradley! It's my birthday! Bradley! It's my birthday!
Wow.
Yeah. It didn't get his attention.
Well, I'm not a celebrity nut. I'm really not. I just really adore him.
I understand. There are a lot of people who come through here that you and I can take pictures with and we don't bother.
Pass. Yeah. Whatever. I'm done talking about me and Bradley.
Until he come face to face with him. And just real quick, you and I did go on a movie date. We saw Crazy Rich Asians together.
I think we both decided it was okay when we left, but I kept thinking about this movie and I like it more and more the more I think about it.
Bok bok, bitch. I keep thinking about stuff too. I just thought that the movie was a little bit too hyped because everybody says it's the best movie ever. And I thought it was a fantastic movie. It just wasn't the best movie ever.
Agreed. Yeah, I hate it when people talk anything up. I want you to just play it average and then let me decide. Mm-hmm. Say it's okay and it's worth your time. And then I'll decide if it's the best movie or not. Because if you, I don't know, it's just too high of expectations.
But like you said, it did grow on me as well more and more after I left.
Great casting, in my opinion, and great story. I love love.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a little bit twisty. So it was great.
Yeah, I really liked it, though. I really did like it, and I'm excited about the sequel coming out. And you and I separately went and saw A Simple Favor. On the opposite end of the spectrum, I hated that. No spoilers, but Justin was the only one who had seen it at the time. Before it officially released this past weekend, Justin saw it and said, it was such a great movie, it was so fantastic, twist you'd never see coming, blah, 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 blah. And then I watched it, and it was a really good movie up until they tied everything together. And then I was like, this is just so dumb.
I disagree. I don't think it was bad at all. I don't think it was the best movie ever, like Justin was reviewing it as. But I thought it was an okay movie. And the twist, the way how they tied everything together at the end, I thought was fine. I mean, I don't. Maybe I need to see it again because I think you have said that it doesn't make sense. Like, there's holes in the story, but I don't see the holes.
I didn't like it. Jeremy didn't like it. I don't know that there's necessarily holes. It's just, I don't like that. But no spoilers. You'll just have to go see that for yourself if it's your kind of thing. Blake Lively.
Babe.
Girl crush of mine.
Yeah.
For sure. I have a different kind of love for Rachel McAdams because Rachel McAdams, I love her.
It's the sweetness of her, right?
Her and Taylor Swift, like, I want them to be my best friends. I think that we could be BFFLs. Blake Lively, I just want to raid her closet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure I'd be friends with her, too, but she's, like, on a different level. I want to be friends with Blake Lively because she's hot.
Yeah.
I love her.
And she is not the kind of person you really want to be friends with in the movie.
Yeah.
So,
also,
yeah.
That's what kind of mom I would be, I think. I told you that and you were like, no. But those are movie and TV reviews. And I want to end on something super positive.
Yay.
Do you remember how back in the day I had a life coach? She helped me through hard times. And then I returned back to being me. Well, she made me do something that was like, list three things that you're grateful for, or three thoughts. And we did that for a couple episodes and then stopped. This is not that. Don't worry. You do not have homework.
Okay. But it's like, oh gosh, I don't have anything.
But I did want to end on something positive because we need more studies like this. The journal Psychological Science released a study this month that found that people's first impressions of you are probably better than you think. And in general, you're more well-liked than you realized.
Well, that's good news.
Mm-hmm. They observed people meeting them for the first time and then had them rate each other and themselves according to how the conversation went. People consistently rated the other person as being more likable and fun to talk to than they rated themselves.
I don't know. These focus group things. I don't know, because it's all isolated in like controlled. It's like, it's not like you're every day walking around meeting someone. I don't know. I just know I make a really bad first impression. And maybe
they mention first impressions, that people harp on themselves over first impressions and it's not as bad as you think. And even after somebody knows you for months and then they would do the same rating, then people always rated themselves lower than the other people rated them. So people like us more than we think, Amy. We're so hard on ourselves. And that shouldn't be the case, because I think that people do like us more. I mean, it's stupid the way that we feel about ourselves. I got two compliments the other day and it made my freaking day, week. And I've probably told 8 people. And it's not because I'm brat. It's just because that was shocking to me, because that's not the way that I feel. So the fact that a stranger said that to me, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you're talking to me like that. And it made that much of an impact on me just for somebody to say something nice to me. And I'm not a deep down beaten dog. I mean, it's not like that, but I don't feel that way. So to have strangers tell me that, then it was just the most flattering thing you could ever say to me ever.
Well, I think I'm getting better at first impressions. So I guess I can agree that it's a positive thing and we're great people and blah, blah, blah.
Studies prove. Thank you. Studies show and prove that people like us.
I did get a compliment this morning that I was not happy with. I don't know why. I think I'm just mad. But Josh, he just woke up, because I get up earlier than him. He's still sleeping whenever I leave for work. And he gets up and he sees that I'm wearing a dress. He's like, dang, girl, the lights are out. He can't see me and how good I look. He just sees a dress. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me that I look good. You can't see me. It's dark in here. That's not sincere. Dang, girl. No, you see nothing. It's dark.
As I was walking out the door the other day, Jeremy goes, is that a shirt you've had since we've been dating? And it's some shirt that I pulled out of nowhere that I've had for a really long time, but it makes me feel good. And I wore it. And that's what he said to me. It was like, haven't you had that since we first started dating? Yeah, I think actually our very first picture together, I'm wearing that shirt, come to think about it.
You and Jeremy?
Yeah. Oh, I have blonde hair and I'm wearing that shirt.
That's so great. We need to do a then and now. And I'm sorry, I'm a Debbie Downer. We were trying to end on a positive note, and I'm just like, totally crushed it.
It's all right, girl. We got to bring it back to reality. Not wrong at all.
No, I'm just complaining. It's not reality. It's just...
Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you were there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave us a nice note. That would be really cool if you would do that. Please hit us up on our socials. We'd love any questions you have for Amy, any questions you have for myself, any kind of feedback, anything funny you want to say, any costume ideas would be greatly appreciated as well. At Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy is cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Our very own Lacey with Bradley Cooper on the red carpet. Enjoy.
Hey, Bradley Cooper. Hey, Bradley, it's my birthday. Capricorn over here. Hey, Bradley, can I talk to you for my birthday?
Give up the birthday.
That was a really good plan. I thought.